The Boston School Department is now officially housed in its new home, the Bruce Bowling Municipal Building, which was formally renamed yesterday. It's named for the pioneering city councilor and is located in Roxbury's Dudley Square, the geographic center of the city. Before the school department move, it was housed almost 4 miles away, downtown Boston, in a building with a colorful history. WBUR's Dolores Handy has its story.
26 Court Street is in the shadows of buildings old and new, dwarfed by buildings old and nearly new, yet impressive and regal. The building, on a busy side street in the financial district, sits on what city records say is believed to be the oldest plot of land continuously owned by the city of Boston. Historical markers on the front facade note its role in movements that shaped this country. Back in the 1600s, it was a site of Stone Prison, Boston's first jail. It was here that the pirate Captain Kidd was held before being sent back to London, where he was tried and hanged in 1701. In 1836, a courthouse was built in this location, and Prison Lane became Court Square.
That courthouse is where the federal government encroached upon Massachusetts.
Beverly Morgan Welsh is executive director of the Museum of African American History and the African Meeting House. She says the passage of the Federal Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 was an affront to Massachusetts. It was one state where free black men had been among those voting in the founding of this nation.
Boston's response was that the nation would not bring slavery to Massachusetts.
In 1851, abolitionists stormed the courthouse and came to the rescue of fugitive slave Shadrach Menkins.
He is arrested, but they break him out.
It was a different story for Thomas Sims when an attempt to rescue him from the courthouse failed. And Morgan Welsh notes that 1854 brought the pivotal case of another escaped slave, Anthony Burns.
They go into action because they understand there is no due process. They have already lost Thomas Sims. Now it's Burns.
When the Anthony Burns trial came up, it was really a wake-up call. There was a riot. A guard was killed.
That's Wendy Lament, artistic director of Theater Espresso, a group that brings history to life by taking constitutional issues to schools across Massachusetts. One of its interactive plays is The Trial of Anthony Burns, which some say helped push America closer to civil war.
It was a very important case in history because it really shocked people, and people who were on the fence about whether to be a full-out abolitionist that pushed them to become more political. This trial really galvanized the Republican Party and ultimately brought Abraham Lincoln into power.
Newspaper articles of the time describe the somber but angry scene. Thousands lined the streets, black bunting draped from downtown windows. Burns, escorted by federal troops, a platoon of U.S. Marines, and the entire Boston police force, was marched from Court Street to Long Wharf for a ship waiting to carry him back to Virginia. He was one of the last slaves captured in Massachusetts to be returned to the South under the Fugitive Slave Act.
It was a very tumultuous time, not just for the city of Boston, but for the whole country.
Reverend Jeffrey Brown is associate pastor of 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury. He says that within 9 months, that congregation raised $1,300 to pay for Burns' freedom.
12th Baptist was more than just talk. They were about action. In other cases, they would take families in and help hide them as they would move from the South.
The building where these trials were held stood until 1909 when it was torn down. It was replaced in 1912 by City Hall Annex, which used columns from the old courthouse. When Boston's municipal government was transferred to its new City Hall in 1969, the Annex became the headquarters of the Boston School Department. As for the future of 26 Court Street, Mayor Walsh's office says the City of Boston is exploring options. It's considered a hot property, currently assessed at $34 million. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.